Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear_. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Godsent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
So meanwhile, back at these awkward kids buying clothes.
So two things. One, teal does look good on you, but two, I'm not sure about the unitard.
I'm super into where we're cutting in.
Kronos has a big, huge bag of popcorn and is shoveling it towards the mask, and it's just disappearing. And then you all hear, you know, I think he needs wings.
And Jason's super uncomfortable right now.
I mean, can you fly?
You were the first person to ask actually what my power is. Does that not seem like we've skipped a step?
Actually, I asked that all the way back at the base, but you avoided the question, so
boom. Yeah, so that's on you, Kronos says, as they take another handful of popcorn towards the mask and it just disappears.
I would love right now to nothing more than fill everybody with like super high anxiety and or terror just for a split second. Do you want me to roll for that or no?
Yes.
Go ahead and unleash your powers.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and unleash my powers. So let's do this. Where's my dice roller at? That's a 9, and that's what, plus freak?
Yep.
So my freak is, that's a 10.
Excellent. So surprisingly, you have entire control over levels of fear and duration, so.
Okay, so for just a slight second, I'm going to give everybody that good pants-shitting terror.
Mitch instinctively reaches a hand out for Kronos. I think also reaches a hand out for Jace, because he knows Jace is the best one at actually solving for problems.
Jace takes Mitch's hand, and his other hand rips the ascot from his throat. And he moves going to throw it in the air when the feeling stops. And it just kind of falls limply covering his hand. And he's still holding Mitch's hand. And his eyes are wide and searching.
Hey, Joe. Or I guess, hey, Travis and Joe.
Yeah.
With this fear level and what I perceive causing it, feel like I'm, I don't know, facing danger alone?
No, you have everyone with you, and it's, like, very, very brief. Like, I was thinking whether it would be, like, because of Kronos' situation, like maybe having roll something, but like because he got a 10.
Okay. Well, so the reason I was asking was because if like the situation that Jason implanted in us is like the amount of fear equivalent to facing things on your own and just like immense fear, that's one of the things that causes me to mark dooms.
Like if he had rolled like shit, I had a thing ready specifically for Kronos, but it's okay. All good. Now Jason just has to deal with the ramifications of pissing everyone off.
Okay, so that answers our question.
Was that you?
That was me.
Don't do that!
By the way, the fear was gone because I sucked it away. It came and went in like a nanosecond because I made you all scared, but then I ate it. So like, it was literally the brief nanosecond of like where all the muscles tense, like that fear of heights kind of thing.
It's like going over the first hill in a roller coaster.
Yeah, like there was that briefest nanosecond of fear, and then it was gone.
I'm trying to decide how Kronos feels and reacts about having their mind messed with.
As a person that actively messes with people's minds.
Yeah, when you get hit with a taste of your own medicine.
You don't like your own beer? Aw, I'm sorry.
Well, it's more of a matter of a couple of days ago, capital K Kronos messed with my mind a lot, and so I'm feeling a lot more susceptible. So I think Kronos will lash out with their telekinesis to try and pin Jason to some nearby wall.
Give me Annalisa Powers.
That's a 7 total. So as soon as the fear passes, Kronos just raises a hand and Jason goes flying back against a wall. And Kronos, it seems like they like teleport in front of them. And Kronos says, "Don't ever mess with my mind again. Do you understand?"
I think that you're expecting a big reaction and you don't get it.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there and I'm actually kind of like choking with the force that you're pushing. Mm-hmm. This is nothing that I don't remember.
Enough. And I kind of come up and I lean into Kronos and I whisper, hopefully not loud enough for Jason to hear me, "Are you okay?"
Kronos ignores you, releases Jason, and just leaves.
Kronos. And I look to Mitch.
Mitch is on it. He's gonna point at Jason and be like, "We're not done here." But he's following Kronos out. And he gives Jace a look that's like, I'll be back as soon as I can. Give me a couple minutes.
And Jace nods, and he pulls out his phone, and he sends you a quick text. "If you need me, buzz me." Heart emoji.
So like an eggplant?
No, not a dick.
"Call me, beep me, if you want to reach me. Call me, beep me.
If there's an apocalypse, beat me." But yeah, basically just a really supportive text of, "I'm here, but do what you need to do. Don't worry about us."
I think Kronos would use a portal to get away. Like, not deal with anybody, just leave.
So if that's the case, now it's Mitch just like standing outside the store, just standing in the thoroughfare of the mall, leaving a very tense voicemail. And in the background, you can hear the music from, like, the carousel or something. And, like, the sound of a fountain. So the background noise is joyful. A wonderful time at the mall. The voicemail is, Kronos, you jumped in a portal before I could follow after you, and that's okay. I know you like your space when things like this happen, and I'm sorry this happened. I don't know what any of us could have done. That's kind of what we're here for, to rehabilitate this guy, to make sure he doesn't do stuff like this again. And just, I want to let you know I'm working on it. I'm going to get him some clothes, new outfit, new mindset. I always feel better when I have new clothes. Hopefully it'll work on him. And just, I'm doing what I can to smooth this over. And you're going to take your time, and I'll be here when you're ready to talk again. Just let me know as soon as you can, okay? Okay, bye, Kronos.
And in the background, on an emotional level, you can hear, "All by myself."
I was about to say, it started raining outside the mall, so you could hear the rain splattering against the glass.
Please don't leave, Mitch. By himself.
I think that's a great point to cut over to Gwen running in the rain up to a payphone.
Zip. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Gwen's gonna take out the phone and sort of give it a look, the cell phone, wondering if maybe they should text and just check, see how things are going, and then it's like, I'm sure they're doing all right. Literally, what's the worst that could happen? Put the phone back in his pocket and make this call.
So it rings three times before someone picks up. It's a girl's voice. Hello? How did you get this number?
Hi, I am somebody who works for Slick, and I just was wondering if you had any information on Deus.
You hear typing in the background. The super killer, right?
Yes, yeah, them, yeah.
Okay. What is the nature of the information you're looking for?
I don't know, a place that they live, a real name. Anything?
Just carte blanche as much as I can get?
How much would that be?
Usually when I deal with people from Slick, they have a very clear idea of, you know, family, so that they can blackmail people. You sound lost on this, so let's just call it $2,000.
Oh. Right. Yeah, $2,000.
You don't have that?
Not really, no. Is there anything else that I could potentially do to get this information? I kind of need it. If it helps, maybe I should limit the information. All that other information is really cool, but... knowing how Deicide ended up the way that they did, could also work.
We can't really get that information, but we know how to get somewhat more mundane present day information, if that helps.
Okay. No, any, like I said, any information would help. I don't know about the $2,000. I don't really have that. Is there anything else that would interest you as payment?
Well, thankfully, we're not looking for organs at the moment.
Thank God.
Can you distract someone for us?
Sure, I guess. Are they... It's not like an assassination attempt.
No, nothing so barbaric. We have a need for... One, Jace McGuire to not look at his phone for the next 30 minutes.
Oh. Right now?
We were going to hold back, but if you could do it as soon as possible, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Do I need to, like, text you when I start doing it, or...?
That would be preferable, yes. He just needs to not answer some messages while we have time to save a lot of people.
Okay. In exchange for the information, I'll do it, I guess.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Gwen will hang up the phone and take a couple of deep breaths. And then head on their way to the arcade.
Hello everyone and welcome to the first Fifth Watch of 2019. I hope you all had a fantastic holiday. You may notice that the audio quality isn't all that great and there's kind of some gaps in places. That's part of the reason this episode is out late. I didn't really have enough time to do what I could over the holidays, but I've salvaged what I can and hopefully it makes sense and isn't too awful to listen to. But I'm gonna jump in and do the usual business things. So, if you want to find The Lost Library on the internet, we are on Twitter at Lost Library Cast. You can get in touch with us using our email, lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com,
and all of the Lost Library, as well as some other podcasts, are available on fifthdraw.com. As ever, our music for Fifth Watch is Save the World by Cambo, available on the Free Music Archive. And for episode 4, our high tide recommendation is Urugar's Forge of Creation. Every couple of weeks, Benny sits down with a guest and creates a story for a fantasy race using a lot of tables of a lot of things. It's a very interesting listen, especially if you're writing a story or writing a D&D campaign. It's very inspiring and also super interesting to listen how different people tackle the idea of creating a story around a fantasy race. So you should totally go and check that out. You can find them wherever good podcasts are sold or on Twitter at EurigarsFOC. That's EurigarsFOC. And with that, I will let you get back into the episode. Catch up, back up with Jason, Jace, and Mitch.
Jason, Jace, and Mitch.
I think Jace took Jason out of that store and kind of waved Mitch over, and we're sitting kind of in the food court, and we're having a talk with a capital T.
Big talk.
Jason, while I understand that some people do have difficulty controlling their powers, it is a rule on this team that you never use your powers on any one of us without some form of consent. That is extremely important to us.
Yes, that's fair. If it helps in any way, all helped feed me.
Feed you?
Oh, yes. It's an unfortunate side effect of my powers. I eat fear.
Okay. That's a new one. How, like, all fear? Like, if we took you to the movie theater and we watched, like, the new Halloween, is that a good meal?
It's a snack.
So you mean big fear?
I mean fear. It's not ideal. I understand this. I do not want to be the way that I am, but I am the way that I am.
And by all the gods and goddesses in heaven, you don't need to change who you are.
This was not my choice.
No, it wasn't. What was done to you was wrong. But you have to live in the world as it is. And Jace just kind of shakes his head and looks kind of disappointed, not necessarily at Jason, but at himself for, like, lacking the ability to explain this properly.
Sip. Oh, hi, you guys all look,
Oh, hey.
Awkward. What did I miss?
Jason here just kind of took a big gobble out of our brains. He made us scared, and then he ate that fear, so we're not scared anymore, but yeah. Well, we learned what Jason can do.
Oh, that's cool.
And Kronos went home.
Why?
They didn't appreciate having their mind messed with, and frankly, I don't think any of us did.
I would like to briefly point out that you two have been perfectly fine with that individual messing around with my brain sometimes. And they never asked me for consent. I didn't think that that was a big deal. They kind of mess with people's minds.
Kronos has been messing with your mind?
I mean, not often. They only did it twice. Like, once really, really early on, way when we started. But, like, it's not a big deal.
I didn't know that.
You mean just like as a prank?
Yeah, it was like a joke. I mean, I didn't appreciate it or care for it, but, like, it happened. I just don't see why we can jump on Jason just because Jason did it. And Kronos especially shouldn't be all that bothered by it, considering that they do that stuff mind stuff. So mind people do, right?
But no, I understand their point. It's problematic. I get that.
But you were hungry, right? I mean, if we're going to trust each other, we're the people that you're probably going to end up feeding on the most.
I would prefer not that. I found that going to horror movies and making people enjoy them less by eating their fear is like the best case scenario. But I'm doomed to be a monster in a bit of a way. I need fear.
When he says doomed, Jace pulls out his phone and goes to text Kronos just an, are you okay?
Once you pull out your phone, Gwen sort of puts their hand on your like wrist. I think we have to listen right now. I think that's what we have to do as a team.
Okay. And he puts his phone in his lap.
Yeah, and Gwen sort of like, I assumed that you guys are in a corner and you're like sort of, like since there's no seats, you guys are sort of doing the like sitting down on the ground, like back to the wall mm-hmm. thing.
We were in a food court.
I don't know where you guys were. I think I missed part of that because I was so busy being like, oh god, this could be so awkward. So
nope, we're at like a food court table type thing.
Oh cool, yeah. It's just about the food court table. I liked my vision, but that also worked. And yeah, just sort of sits next to him. So you have to eat fear.
And I don't relish that fact. I'm stuck with these powers, but I can still be a good person. And you all seem to be good people.
And we want to help you.
You can let us know when you're hungry. Just don't go raiding our fridges, as it were. Here, I'll get you your own tablet, and I'll load it up with all the creepypastas, all the screamer videos. I'll download every horror movie, new and old. And when you need a snack, you just open that thing up and it's full of horrors. All for you.
Fucking dying, sorry.
Mitch is very good at what he does.
My fear is not sustenance. I'm sorry. I need other people's fear.
So YouTubers react to screamer videos.
Does not count. I'm sorry.
I mean, I like horror, actually. I mean, if you need someone to feed off of, I'm pretty easily scared. So, we can watch horror movies.
The movie would be less good to you, just so you know. The thing that you are looking for, I will take from you.
That sounds vaguely creepy, but interesting, I guess. Maybe, though, we should think about ways that we can consistently help you feed, like, other than horror movies and stuff like that, just off the basis of horror movies generally being pretty shitty. We'll think of something, though.
We just can't have you feed off of a, like, Saw movie, because I think that's more grossed out than scared.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work. I mean, it sounds like one thing that should happen, probably, is Mitch should go check on Kronos.
I left a voicemail. They'll call when they're ready.
I did not mean to do it, but Jace asked about my powers to begin with, and there was a lot of things going on when we first met, and I did not get to explain my powers. And I felt the most proper display of what I do is I showed all of you what I do.
Without warning.
That's, I understand.
Also part of the powers, though.
Today has been a lot for me, and that was not the best decision, I think. I understand. I'm very nervous. I do not know my place in this group. I want to do good, but I feel like what I'm set up for, even my power set, is set up for bad.
I think Gwen sort of like moves both hands in sort of like the Will Smith pose to like Mitch. Our resident expert on like being chosen to be bad is like right there. And like Mitch is a pretty good person. Annoying about clothes, but, like, pretty good.
My dad and his father before him, multiple relatives down the Carver bloodline, my mother's side, who can say? I've got a bloodbath running through my blood. And I joined this group originally to get, like, intel, just sort of know how superheroes work so I could fight them better. I was bored. I needed new people to mess with. The mysterious person in the mask and robes looked real interesting. I've learned, don't make fun of me, what friendship is, what community is, what brotherhood is, and I've got a place to go after school that keeps me busy. And you can have all of that, and it's easier than you think. You don't even really deliberately have to do that much. You just fall into it, like quicksand. But instead of suffocating and dying with a bunch of sand down your throat, you just go to the mall.
The mall is the answer to all your problems, existential or not.
It's a good place to start.
It's fair. That's fair.
I think you'll have more fun if you try to relax. Because we're not, like, a cohesive group ourselves yet, and I think that you're new to this, and I hope that we can all get along, and I hope that relaxing will help you get along with the rest of us.
I agree very much. You, even though you identify yourself as a non-cohesive group, I am the new voice here. The only person I really know, that's an overstatement, is Gwen. Gwen came to see me in the hospital. And for that, I am forever indebted.
No, not indebted at all.
It was a very lonely time in the hospital. All of this is very traumatic, and I don't know where I fit here, and I want to fit here. This is my first day, and I need to know that I'm amongst friends.
I mean, Jace knows a lot about finding your way in a group, maybe being the newest member of that group. And Mitch knows a lot about not fitting in, and Kronos shares your memory stuff, and I just try to be as nice as possible. I don't know that you're the newest member of the group, but I think we can all work past that. Right, Jace? And Gwen sort of takes Jace's hand, but at the same time, like, moves their hand towards their phone to keep them from being able to access it, essentially.
As you're kind of moving your hand across, Jace, your God Ranger phone chirps.
Excuse me. Official business. I'll be right back.
But this is team bonding, and if you're a leader...
That was the emergency line.
All I'm saying is that, like, I don't know.
Was it a text or a phone call?
It was like a message like you've been receiving over the past few days. It was about time for, like, a killer update.
Okay.
It's just, Mars has been texting you, hasn't he?
Yes. But, Jason, I think a lot of this will go away. Not quickly, not easily. But I think a good place to start is kind of rebuilding your image. Like Rupert said, you might need to rebrand yourself. And I think that's going to be a good step forward to letting yourself open up a little and trust us. Because I know, I hear the desperation in your voice. You want to change. You want to be good. And part of that is going to be allowing yourself to move past the things that you have done. Because if you don't remember them, it wasn't you. it's not this version of Jason. This version of Jason gets to decide how he uses his powers and what they're used for. Powers aren't inherently evil just because it's fear-based. You get to make choices.
Another text tone.
I open it up under the table. I'm so sorry.
Gwen is going to, like... Fuck it. Gwen is going to, like, kiss James.
Oh, shit.
The ultimate of distractions. Do I need to roll to manipulate someone?
I was awkward before, but if that's happening, like... Now I'm super extra awkward.
Jason's eyes are wide. He kind of returns the kiss, but also pushes away. Wait, what are you doing?
I don't understand what you mean.
It was just unexpected.
I'm just trying to keep you here and present. You're always splitting everything between the God Rangers and us. And like... Not saying that that's the worst thing, it's just it seems pretty clear that you favor somebody over us.
You know that's not true.
I know, do I?
And the hurt in Jace's eyes tells the entire story.
I mean, I don't know, I can't say anything other than that. It just seems like you prefer being a God Ranger Sentai Warrior to be one of us.
Did the roll to provoke? I feel like that was provoking. I'm trying to get him to not focus on the phone. I need him to not focus on the phone.
It's up to Alan.
This team has become like my family, but God Ranger is my family. I was born into this legacy. Do not make me make this choice.
Not trying to make you make a choice, Chase.
You are. You very much are. That's what it feels like.
Sorry that it feels that way.
I need a minute. And Jace stands up and walks away. He's gonna go for a little walk. And as he does, he pulls out his phone and checks those messages. Like Ruben said. Ruben?
Rupert.
Rupert.
Damn it.
You know that beige man.
He's beige. Same name.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.